Zachary Ashley, thanks for coming to WUTC, speaking with Around and About.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're part of Mark Making, and they have a new mural on Champy's Fried Chicken. It's called We Shall Not Be Moved. It's basically the Chattanooga sit-ins on February 19th, 1960.
That's right.
Yeah, led by the Howard students then. Talk to us about how this mural came about.
Well, we have done a lot of murals on Martin Luther King Boulevard, and obviously, because it's Martin Luther King Boulevard and because of the history of 9th Street, you know, 9th Street used to be the center of African-American culture here in Chattanooga, and it was a blues and jazz hub nationally. And since the, you know, 70s, that has obviously the boulevard deteriorated. A lot of the residents and businesses left. So we've had an effort of trying to bring light to that history while at the same time beautifying the boulevard and helping to revitalize the boulevard. So this project, this mural, was just an extension of that mural series. And of course, it's Martin Luther King Boulevard, so what better to depict in a mural than the sit-ins, the nonviolent sit-ins that occurred in 1960, which were actually the first sit-ins of the era organized by high school students.
Yeah, for someone that maybe doesn't know the story behind those sit-ins, give us a synopsis, if you will.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm definitely not the one to ask about a real synopsis, but what we've learned doing this project is Howard High, seniors at Howard High School, wanted to make an impact. They wanted to make a change. They wanted to be a part of the civil rights movement. And without telling adults, without telling their teachers, without telling anyone, they started organizing this demonstration. And they did just like other communities did. They had practice sessions where they met and they discussed the rules and the protocol on what to do if this happens and how to respond to heckles and all that sort of stuff. And they hosted the first sit-ins at Woolworth's Diner. That's the one depicted in our mural. And that was the first of many. There was more after that.
And the mural depicts, as you said, the sit-in inside the diner. Was there a kind of correlation of putting it on a restaurant like Champy's?
That was a happy coincidence for us. Yeah, no, that was there was a few properties that would have been wonderful on Martin Luther King Boulevard because the history of the boulevard and the sit-ins being downtown. So Champy's ended up being a perfect location.
So for someone who hasn't seen the mural yet, describe it. If you can. I know this is radio.
It's radio, but I can tell you our stylistic muse for this mural is Jacob Lawrence. Now, Jacob Lawrence was an African-American artist and part of the Harlem Renaissance. And his work depicted, he's the perfect inspiration because his work depicted African-American history and struggles in African-American history. If you can picture his work in your head, that's the style for the listeners.
It's very colorful.
Colorful. There's many different points of view in one piece. There's different spatial elements.
If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Zachary Ashley, the executive director of Mark Making, a local organization that aims to transform underserved Chattanooga communities by creating public art. The organization's newest project is a mural called We Shall Not Be Moved. It honors the civil rights sit-ins, which happened in Chattanooga on February 16, 1960. With the help of students from Howard School as well as local artists, the mural can now be viewed on the wall of Champy's Restaurant on Martin Luther King Boulevard. How exactly did the design come about? Did the students have a say, or was it the local artist, or, you know?
Both.
It was just together.
It was of course, the word is collaboration. That's the ideal we're striving for. So the students, we used archival photos from the sit-ins, and we used Jacob Lawrence. We had pieces of his artwork that the students could look at. And we gave them black and white photographs, pencils, paper, and scissors, and some glue. And they started creating Jacob Lawrence-inspired content for the mural. So this was faces, countertops, lights, chairs, floors, all this sort of stuff. They started creating. There was a composition exercise where we pasted all the stuff, pinned it onto the wall, and talked about how to compose a mural and how to create rhythm. And the students actually made very significant decisions about the composition of the mural during that time. But they didn't do the whole composition. We had limited time. So the artists then used their skill to kind of finish off and polish.
Bring it together.
Bring it together, exactly.
So how long did the mural, We Shall Not Be Moved, how long did it actually take to begin and put it onto the, Began, the wall?
We hosted classes in January 2013, and we installed it the day of the Bessie Smith Strut.
So what's the response been like?
Oh, it's been overwhelmingly positive. People love it. The neat thing about it is the students who participated in this project able to keep that story alive. We had a celebration where we invited students, and Moses Freeman, who's the new council member for District 8, that council, he's a big supporter of mark making. We've worked with him a lot on all the murals in the neighborhood. And the civil rights movement is something he was involved in and meant so much to him. And he was saying how proud he was of the students for keeping this story alive here in Chattanooga. It's moving. It was like we hadn't thought about, you know, we didn't connect that dot. And when he connected it, floored all of us. We're like, oh, that's exactly what this is. And I think people get that. I think people, when they see the mural, understand it's an important historical event.
That was a conversation with Zachary Ashley of Mark Making. The mural We Shall Not Be Moved can be viewed on the wall of Champy's Restaurant on Martin Luther King Boulevard. You can also find more information about mark making and the development of the mural at facebook.com/mark.making. That's facebook.com/mark.making. For WUTC, I'm Garrett Crowe.